When Roseanne Boylan left her Georgia home for Washington, D.C. in January 2021, she believed she was defending democracy, convinced the presidential election had been stolen, despite courts and Trump's own Justice Department finding no evidence of fraud, she joined thousands storming the Capitol. Hours later, she lay dead, one of nine lives lost that day. Even more alarming, a year later, 68% of Republicans still believed the election was stolen. This isn't just partisan politics. It's a symptom of something far more dangerous, a coordinated assault on truth itself that threatens the very foundation of American democracy. What makes seemingly rational people believe demonstrable falsehoods? How do authoritarian movements gain momentum in a nation built on democratic principles? The answers lie in understanding the sophisticated psychological tactics being deployed against Americans by those seeking power at any cost, tactics that have toppled democracies throughout history and now threaten our own. Throughout history, authoritarians have followed a consistent playbook. As Hannah Arendt observed in 1951, strong men manipulate people to the point where they would believe everything and nothing, creating a population unable to distinguish fact from fiction. Authoritarians target emotions, particularly fear and anger, rather than reason. They exploit anxieties about decline and external threats. Trump's Make America Great Again slogan exemplifies this strategy, implying past glory, current decline, and promised restoration through strong leadership, while his inaugural address depicted American carnage despite objective improvements in American life. To succeed, authoritarians must neutralize democratic institutions by portraying them as enemies. They undermine the free press, labeling unfavorable coverage fake news, government agencies, and civil service, rebranding them as the deep state. Even the judiciary faces delegitimization, with unfavorable rulings framed as personal attacks rather than legitimate legal interpretations. Democracies rely on institutional guardrails, free press, independent courts, professional civil servants to check power. Authoritarians systematically undermine these institutions to remove obstacles to their authority. Stalin pioneered calling the press enemy of the people, a tactic adopted by dictators worldwide. Despite First Amendment protections, this rhetoric has resurged in America, with journalists labeled absolute scum and unfavorable coverage dismissed as fake news. The message becomes, what you're seeing and reading is not what's happening. Civil servants who challenge power get discredited as the deep state. When FBI Director James Comey refused to pledge loyalty, he was fired and later called an untruthful slimeball. The 2020 Schedule F executive order threatened to strip protections from approximately 50,000 federal employees, allowing their dismissal at presidential discretion. Judicial independence faces similar attacks, with unfavorable rulings framed as personal attacks rather than legitimate legal interpretations. These aren't policy disagreements, but attempts to delegitimize constraining institutions. Violence serves as both tool and threat in the authoritarian arsenal. When people become desensitized to cruelty, they accept it as necessary. Violent rhetoric has spread through American politics, from calls for Reno hunting permits to animated videos depicting violence against colleagues. Despite unprecedented information access, disinformation thrives because emotions override rational thinking. Consider Dr. Fata, who administered unnecessary chemotherapy to healthy patients for profit. Even with overwhelming evidence against him, some patients initially defended him, unable to accept such betrayal. Global changes, from conflicts to climate shifts, demographic changes to equality demands, create anxiety that authoritarians exploit. Unlike Theodore Roosevelt, who embraced change optimistically, today's authoritarians harness fear, framing progress as an overthrow of faith and traditional values. We're drawn to conspiracy theories because they simplify our complex world. Rather than accepting random events, we prefer seeing deliberate plans by powerful forces, a tendency rooted in our need for safety. Our pattern-seeking brains make us susceptible to connect unrelated events. Once formed, impressions become extraordinarily difficult to change. We easily spot weaknesses in others' arguments while remaining blind to flaws in our own, what scientists call my side bias. In a Stanford study, students presented with identical fabricated data rated evidence supporting their pre-existing views as more credible, becoming more convinced of their original positions. Technology has transformed disinformation from a slow-moving, highly skilled, labor-intensive art into something high-tempo, low-skilled, remote, and disjointed. Online falsehoods now spread 6 times faster than truth, driven by engagement-maximizing platforms. Unlike previous media revolutions, today's technology makes us feel we're personally witnessing distant tragedies in real time. Studies show exposure to traumatic online content can trigger PTSD and depression symptoms, making us more emotionally vulnerable to manipulation. Social media enables posting under pseudonyms or impersonating others. During the 2016 election, Russia's Internet Research Agency created convincing false personas like Blacktivist and Ten Gop that attracted over 100,000 followers. These accounts mixed political content with mundane hobby posts to appear authentic while spreading divisive messaging. Unlike traditional media with editorial oversight, social media lacks quality control. Automated bots generate fictitious users and amplify messages, creating illusions of widespread support for fringe ideas. The algorithms prioritize emotionally triggering content, particularly outrage, because it drives engagement. As a former Facebook data scientist noted, misinformation, toxicity, and violent content are inordinately prevalent among reshares. Combating disinformation requires addressing both supply and demand while respecting First Amendment protections. Rather than banning content, we can regulate processes, amending Section 230 to remove immunity for algorithms amplifying harmful content, requiring user authentication, banning automated bots, and mandating disclosure of political funding sources. Finland and Italy have invested in education to help citizens detect disinformation. U.S. public schools should teach media literacy, helping students recognize deception, verify news across sources, and use fact-checking resources. Public awareness campaigns appealing to integrity and patriotism could improve sharing habits, similar to how Mothers Against Drunk Driving changed attitudes about impaired driving. Strengthening public resilience means addressing social alienation. We can rebuild civic engagement by joining organizations that unite people across political divides, faith communities, labor unions, nonprofit boards, or community groups. These diverse interactions expose us to different perspectives and promote a shared sense of democratic ownership. Democracy thrives on unwritten norms of mutual toleration and forbearance. To preserve our system, we must work together, rather than treating politics as a zero-sum game. Like FDR, who said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," we need leaders who unite us with courage and optimism. As citizens, we must recognize disinformation as a threat, verify information before sharing, avoid amplifying falsehoods, and limit inflammatory comments that deepen divisions. Healing requires extending olive branches to those with different views, seeing them as fellow Americans rather than enemies. People misled by disinformation respond better to respectful dialogue than mockery. Like Lincoln's plea after the Civil War, "With malice toward none, with charity for all," we must combat disinformation while making space for those developing their views. The battle for America's soul is fought with tweets, memes, algorithms, and media. Our democracy's survival depends on our commitment to truth as the foundation for legitimate debate. Will you defend it?